champion you've ever seen during that time. One man uniting a group of people with one determination and one goal. Now, you are all here. You come in the church. Are we a team? There are the problem. Are we a spiritual team working together? And that is shown only by the degree you give of yourself when you come to those retreats and help us to work this ground. Further, you do not realize the amount of power each one of you, about 2 months ago, Diamata, our beloved president, always trapped me because they always talk too much and she always got me. And she was saying very softly, do you believe in prayer? I said, yes, Mom. There's a tremendous voice. She said, darn, pray harder to Yolanda. So everybody laughed and she said, but you too. And tonight, you too. Because I'm going to ask you what Vimalananda is asking you in person to deeply pray that his passport may arrive very soon so he can accompany Bodhiranda Moy in India. Yes, and the man with the horns is making a lot of problems for us, you know that. I don't know if you know what I mean. So your prayers are requested to help us to solve a problem that Brother, he must leave on October 1st and he has not yet received his passport for India. So your individual prayer may just be the push we need to make the boat move. So I have given you now many classes pertaining to the laws of karma. The laws by which you are going to extricate yourself, the same laws which have bound you to reincarnation. I'm teaching you every classes how you are going to extricate yourself from them. 2 Sundays ago I spoke of the three minds. Two minds which constantly create karma, and one mind liberating you. Which one is that? Conscious, subconscious mind are the one who bind you. The superconscious mind is the intuition and the power of the soul which will dissolve the trace of the two other minds. Superconsciousness of the soul. Then I gave you a talk last week on astrology or the laws of magnetism in the universe, how much it influences. And I told you that your subconscious mind has within it the dossier, your entire dossier, where you shall be judged at the end of your life, as the Bible says, and man shall die but once, and then the judgment. It means that every incarnation, you present yourself with, from your subconscious mind, the specific dossier of every thought, word, feeling, and actions which you have acted upon since your birth. Therefore, remember, everything is film. The subconscious mind contains endless videotape. So you can say, no, 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 I didn't do it on the screen. There you are. You may, with a videotape, escape the human laws. But with a videotape of your subconscious mind, you cannot escape divine laws. So tonight, I'm going to tell you who's going to be your judge. Who is going to judge you? Is God judging you? Is God a tyrant? As the old prophets I've shown into the Bible, a wrathful God, a God who destroys cities and world. Therefore, the Master says, when he said, the cosmic laws of justice, known as the karmic laws, regulating all actions in life, also known in yoga as the unseen controller, knows that 24 hours a day, everything you do is being recorded. There is no place you can hide yourself to escape your action. And I tell you, if I was a lawyer, I would really swear that. But as a preacher, it's even worse. It's even worse. That's why I'm always telling you the truth. So when I meet you in the astral world, you won't say, hey, you didn't tell me that. So the question is God a revengeful God? Paramahansa Yogananda explained that the prophets of old used the threat of dire punishment to whip dark mind toward God. Fear was the only way dark mind could be moved. Therefore, they used all those words to threaten, which later on the Christian took over, to make the people move. Because if you tell them that they are immortals, I just talked to a priest not so long ago, and he said to me, no, the world is not ready for the concept of reincarnation, he told me. Because then they say, oh, I have so many incarnations, why bother to be good? Let me enjoy myself being evil for a while. So we are told that God himself has structured the universal laws of harmony, leading everything which is good, and also created the opposite force of that cosmic intelligence of God, known as Christ's intelligence, as evil, conscious, cosmic, organized forces. That is the power of attraction and the power of repulsion, which I spoke last week. Now, we find in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 26-28. It sounds like a threat. I set before thee this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you obey the commandment of the Lord your God, and a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God. Now it's a direct threat, which we could think God is putting that before us. Yet in John 5:22 we are told, for the Father judges not men, but has committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father, which has sent him. Now there are like two interpretations, the exoteric, the arturic interpretation of Christian theology and dogma, and the esoteric translation from a man with cosmic consciousness who was one with God. These are the words being said in the Bible. The Son, or the only begotten Son, is not Jesus Christ. It is the only reflection of one God into creation, in every cell of creation, or God's cosmic intelligence, explained as follows. The transcendental cosmic Father God, lying beyond all creation, has reflected himself as the Christ intelligence in vibratory creation. It is the Christ intelligence which is directly responsible for the creation of men. Therefore, it is Christ intelligence, the Son, which has given to each man his power of free choice to do good or evil. Hence, all men living in vibratory creation are directly responsible to the Christ intelligence. So, at the end of our life, we are being shown all the things we have done wrong and automatically reincarnate to work them out. That Christ intelligence does not condemn you, you have condemned yourself and try to enlighten you, because the Christ intelligence is uninfluenced from any vibration of the universe. You have creation, preservation, destruction. But that Christ intelligence lies beyond, even though it is in creation, at all time it is known as the eternal savior. Any man of any religion, in any century, who attune itself with that Christ intelligence will realize God. It is described as follows. The Son judgeth all men. Does not mean that the Christ intelligence punishes or reward men, but that each man, being made in the image of Christ and God, must suffer by his own actions when he misuses his free choice. Man, being made in the image of Christ, that is created by Christ's intelligence, should naturally live the life of Christ, but when he resists and acts against the Christ consciousness in him, then he puts himself in disharmony with the ever-flowing judgment or wisdom or harmonious love and peace of Christ consciousness. That is, anything which is beautiful, anything which is uplifting, anything which is healthy, anything which keeps you constantly progressing is of the Christ intelligence. You see, it is where a man I admire a great deal, Jimmy Swagger, I like that man. And they asked him, is the God of the Christian the same God that the Muslim, the Hindu, and the Buddhist? Well, an excellent question. He passed the test, say yes. But he failed the second one, he said, but only through Jesus Christ. No. Only through the Christ intelligence. And why? Because the Christ intelligence unite all nations, every people, every creed under one God. You see, Jesus never taught to divide people. Masters do not preach duality. Master, our one is cosmic consciousness. They are beyond duality. Therefore, any religion which divides people creates the duality of war and misery we have today. Christian killing Muslim, Christian killing Christians as we have today. The caveman behavior, it is not of Christ. Therefore, anybody who knows Jesus himself, who pretend to know him, automatically, he embraced the whole world. So, the Master say here, in the study of the scripture, great care should be taken in not ascribing to Christ or Jesus who suffered on the cross. What do we call Jesus the Christ? Christ means Christus sanctified by, anointed by. Jesus the man was sanctified by the cosmic consciousness of his Father as cosmic mind known as Christ consciousness. You have all this in the teaching of self-realization explained to you. And when the proof that Jesus condemned no one, when he was on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And to God of godlike souls, any sin or revengeful thought or action, never at any time a saint take revenge. Now you may say, hold a minute. I know the story of Saint Gerard Magella, the great saint of purity, when a prostitute made a pass at him. So he said, so you want to see the wrath of the Lord? And she dropped dead right on the place. It's written in the story of Saint Gerard Magella. But that was God working to free her. The greatest blessing in the world is to be killed by a saint. I'm ready anytime. So, St. Paul tells us of the impossibility of God to be a revengeful God. He said, but if our unrighteousness commend the righteousness of God, what shall we say? Is God unrighteous to take us vengeance? God forbid, for then how shall God judge the world? If God was revengeful, he would be automatically unrighteous. But again, the old prophets had to whip those minds and terrorize those people, as they are still doing today in 1984, still preaching that you're going to go to hell and you're going to burn forever. Now, have you ever heard a more illogical statement for one lifetime, an eternal punishment? I think they should watch more Star Trek and listen for Mr. Spock. So, God is good. Now, God, mind you, is impersonal. God in creation is known as the Christ consciousness. He has given you free will to accept his evil creation or his good creation, because I hope by now you all know who created evil, do you? Isaiah chapter 45, verse 6. Oh, yeah, but it's the Old Testament, the Jewish prophet. Now, hold a minute. For a month, Sagaranda quoted that, and he said, those are true words of God to the prophet Isaiah. Chapter 45, verse 6. He say, there is no God beside me, there is none else, but I am the only God. I created the light, I created darkness, I made peace, and I created evil. I, thy Lord, do all these things. Now remember, Isaiah chapter 45, verse 6. Or you say, well, but it's the Protestant bad King James. Well, any way you want. So God is good and has originated cosmic evil only to test man, and therefore thereby afford him countless opportunity to return by free will to the kingdom of his Father. Still, the whole plot of God has caused men a lot of trouble. We must accept philosophically that the more the human mind and body is put under discipline, the more men will find joy within his soul. These are the rules of the game, and we can do nothing about it. Nor would we wish to change the rules if and when we understand the wisdom of their divine framer. So we have been framed. That's undeniable. That's why the Master say, my prayer, Lord, thou didst create us against our will, free us. That is my prayer. Well, when you mean that you want to be free, God will free you. But remember, the cosmic laws cannot either be stayed or not changed, and man would do well to put himself in harmony with it. Now, the first thing a father must teach his children, or a mother, Sri Yukteswar said, the intelligence of man cannot be properly directed until he has accepted and understood the inescapability of karmic retribution, which is the indispensable preliminary for sound investigation. Once you accept the karmic retribution in your life, then you attain great strength of mind because you do not resent anymore anybody. You are no more complaining. Once you understand that anything happening in your life subserves a divine purpose for your spiritual training, you stop blaming anybody. So, an understanding of karma as the laws of cosmic justice, underlying life inequalities, serve to free the human mind from hatred and resentment against God and men. We have a tremendous problem with race hatred in our planet today. It's incredible the amount of intelligence we have, and we behave like complete barbarians. And you know, there's nothing we can do about it. Because you cannot change the mass consciousness until each individual is willing to change. There's no way you can change people. We can scream on the podium, we can have the greatest president in the world. Did Abraham Lincoln solve the problem? When he wanted to help the Saad, they assassinated him. Did Mahatma Gandhi solve the problem of India? Of course not. The moment he was dead, the whole war started again between the Muslims and the Hindus. Because everybody's blaming everybody else. And that's the irresponsible attitude of nation who, looking at cosmic retribution, do not realize that they have to change themselves, be it Guatemala, Nicaragua, Santiago, Chile, or Costa Rica, whatever. Whatever nation is in trouble, we Americans are going down there to try to fix something which we have not fixed yet in our own country. Isn't it? We have to clean up our own mess before, with the power of God, we enter into a nation, and we are such inspiration to those nations, they want to be like us. It is our spiritual qualities going to change the world. And mind you, God requested, I'm going to read you something today you have never heard. Therefore, they never realize, those people, that they themselves have created that situation. You are born poor because you have poor state of consciousness. The attitude of the mind is everything in life. If that attitude is reinforced by God's presence, then you become more and more powerful, you solve more and more of your problem, and you don't ask anybody to solve your problem. You truly do not become a spiritual being until you learn to solve your own problem with your own intelligence. The problem I'm hearing all the time are so elementary. There always is a battle between husband and wife because of total misbehavior. All your problems are quite simple, you know that? Total misbehavior because you don't understand yourself. Emerson was a man not only of great wisdom, Emerson was a man of God realization. He said, in the course of natural righteousness, each man by his thoughts and actions become the molder of his destiny. Whatever universal energies he himself wisely or unwisely has set in motion must return at their starting point like a circle inexorably, which in turn completing itself. Now that's a perfect explanation of the karmic law. The world looks like a mathematical equation, which turn it how you will balance itself. Every secret is told, every crime punished, every virtue rewarded, every wrong redressed, in silence and certainty. That's why I fanatically tell the truth. Because if I say all the time the truth, I won't be uncover of anything I'm doing, is it? I hide nothing. Therefore, I won't have to be uncovered. That's why my life has always been an open book. And I made truth one of my most powerful weapons in life. And I tell you, I saw lots of things happening. Therefore, what is our karma of the world today? We are all indissolubly linked together and bound by our common fates, by our own thoughts, feelings, words and actions, which not only affect our own life, but help us to bind or liberate the world at large. The more spiritually civilized we become, the more we'll control nature. And he says here, let us study the difference between fate and destiny. Karma is not fate. Fate is when you are not making any special effort. You are totally manipulated by what we call mass karma. Not only do you have your own karma, but you have the town karma in which you live, the county in which you live, the state in which you live, the country in which you live, the planet, the solar system, and the galaxy. So I could name another 50 of them, or the various karma which affect your life. That's why the masters say, seclusion is the price of greatness. Because you begin to remove yourself from the mass karma, which can explode anytime, anywhere. You say, well, how do I avoid the mass karma? By disconnecting yourself by what other people are doing. That's all. So here we are told of weapons which control our destiny, if this world will be blown up, if we are going to be destroyed or not. Weapon a million times, a billion times, with all the atomic weapon of the Russians and the Americans. Something much more powerful described as follows. The accumulated evil actions of all the people of the earth are stored in the ether as hidden vibratory bombs to explode in the form of natural and national calamities until people correct their own thoughts and behavior. Wars and natural calamity will continue. War are brought not by faithful divine actions, but by the widespread material selfishness. Banish selfishness, individual, industrial, political, national, and you will have no more wars. You realize that each time you overeat, you are metaphysically stealing the food of somebody else. Do you realize each time you leave food in your plate, you are stealing metaphysically the food of somebody else, darling? Did you know those things? You're going to be judged at the end of your life. I didn't know all those things. Too late. You have to pay for it. I know. I'm constantly fighting to lose weight. I starve myself days after months after years. And I can hardly lose weight because of all the food I stole from somebody else in past life. we have a problem about fatness, which is karmic. It is not just food. There's a great problem right there with God. This is what I love about Yogananda. He goes all the way to the source, you know, all the way to the bottom of the problem. That's why in Finland they said, instead to spend billions of dollars to lose weight, eat less and send the money you spend to the poor people of the world. Now, I know you are doing that. I'm not blaming you. If everybody would do what American does, as the masters say, we'd have a better world. So when we have 4 billion individual minds, which are channels through which the energy flows, predominantly good, predominantly neutral, or predominantly evil, that determines if we live or die. But the Russians are only 6 minutes away by ocean. We can be incinerated as I'm talking to you. We live from 6 minutes to 6 minutes. Nobody wants to realize those things. Nobody wants to think about it. But it's much worse than a sword of Damocles. We are constantly, a great majority of the people are living in fear. Unless you know that you're immortal and cannot be destroyed. So the masters say when materiality predominates in men's consciousness, there is an emission of subtle negative rays. Their cumulative power disturbs the electrical balance in nature, and that is when earthquake, floods, volcanoes, and other disasters happen. God is not responsible for them. Men's thoughts have to be controlled before nature can be controlled. For instance, 10,000 years, 500 BC, the continent of Atlantis. The master said the king of Atlantis was a wise man. He warned his people against warfare and killing and conquering the world by brute force. But his people ignored him. He ignored his warning, and they became very powerful and subdued the entire world by brute force. The king again warned them, but they only laughed at him. So he took with him his wise counselor and left and went into the Himalayas. Then one night, a cataclysmic earthquake came to the earth, and the earth began to tremble and shake, and the entire continent collapsed under the ocean. 88 million people went into their destruction. In one night, 88 million people were destroyed, not by atomic bomb or crystal rays, as they talk about, but by just a simple earthquake. So the same thing happened to Mu and many civilizations, which are now deeply buried under the earth and at the bottom of the sea. In due time, we start to recover. So in World War II, the Master say, America won a victory because of the deeply spiritual karma of India and the good karma of American people. This is why the reason evil was defeated, not because of weapon supremacy only. God does not remain in the universe as a watcher of human being constantly rewarding or punishing their virtue or sin. But he has made laws which do met out with invariable justice. Therefore, it is very interesting that Kyoto was chosen to be bombed, not Hiroshima or Nagasaki, but Kyoto. But because Kyoto is the most spiritual city of Japan and had probably few great souls there, Kyoto, the idea of bombing Kyoto was abandoned and Hiroshima and Nagasaki was chosen. Now, the fate of the world was that the karmic laws used the masters of the Himalaya to confuse the mind of adult people. For instance, in as early as 1941, a Danish physicist known as Niels Bohr, he was the first one who had discovered the principle of the heavy water, so which controlled the nuclear reaction. It was the very beginning of the building of atomic bombs. So when they suddenly realized that Denmark was being invaded by the Germans, they immediately called the underground, Danish underground, and say, get hold immediately of Niels Bohr and whatever material he has already made on the research of heavy water. Niels Bohr was a man, a great scientist, but he was extremely absent-minded. So in case the Germans would come, he had put the heavy water in beer bottle because he was living inside an old beer factory which was unused, and they had given that to him for his research. So he left with the underground and took the wrong bottle, he took the bottle of beer. Now, imagine the chief of the underground, the house is totally surrounded by the SS and the Gestapo, and he received the order, please go back into the ice box of the of Niels Bohr's house and get the other bottle of beer. Now, the underground never knew it was heavy water because they would be tortured to death. They would say, when did you come into the house? Oh, you get a bottle of beer. The German would have never believed it. So, due to the grace of God, those Danish underground people, men and women, jeopardized their life to get that crazy bottle of beer for that crazy professor. And they did. And they saved the world. Because of that heavy water, the Manhattan Project was made in time just before Adolf Hitler had it, and with it, he would have destroyed the world. So the master here wrote a letter, and I want to tell you where I got that letter. It was printed in Civilization magazine, May 1951, page 3. This is what the master said. The present article is written to reiterate the truth that America possesses an ample storehouse of good karma, the effect of her past good actions, which suffice to liberate England, Russia, Europe, and India from Hitler's blitzkrieg, V2 rocket bomb, and jet airplane. It is the stored up karma of spiritually inclined America and India. Large members of Indian soldiers fought in the front line during the last World War with their lives that invisibly helped to defeat Hitler. The invisible force of good karma belonging to the Allies so befogged the mind of Hitler that he chose, to his later chagrin, to jump on Russia, whom Roosevelt had armed to the teeth, rather than to conquer prostrate England, weighted down by the appalling loss of Dunkirk. Hitler was so sure of the ease of conquering England that he neglected to bomb the docks of London. Historians freely admit that Hitler could have taken England in 1940 if his men had crossed the Channel in boats, for the gun on the shores of England were a mostly wooden one divided by Mr. Churchill to fool Germany. America, as the liberator of Russia, England, Europe, and India, has stored up enough good karma to defeat any aggressor, no matter how powerful, by making the enemy commit blunder in politics and strategy, should there be a Third World War. For freely helping all nations, America has been accused of dollar imperialism. Such ingratitude is bad karma for our accusers, especially for those countries who have accepted our financial help. The generosity of America is storing up for her much good karma, according to the laws that determine world condition. Now, we are becoming the recipient of the whole world refugees. What does that mean? That means that the rich people among us will be forced to simplify their life, as the Master say, no one has the right to be richer than another and not be concerned to help those most in need. If they will not do it, if they will keep going with Mercedes-Benz and all those great cars, our president said, the laws of karma will put America in their knees, and when they rise up again, half of their fortune will be gone. Now, either we do it willingly, or the karmic laws are going to force us, because we have been chosen to establish the United States of the world. That's the karma of America, my dear. We have been chosen by God to help the world to unify itself. Therefore, our behavior has to change. The good karma of America actions and of India assist, if combined, will defeat all aggressors. America and India and a few nations like them, and such as Sweden, Finland, Switzerland, do not believe in aggressive war for gain. To stop envious criticism, America has only to cease giving the so-called imperialistic dollars to the ungrateful nation that bite her hand as it feeds them. So dear Americans, rest assured that even if a Third World War comes, the United States of America shall be the victor, because she possesses the greatest good karma. This good karmic bomb will destroy all aggressors, even though they use against her the material atomic bomb. It is this goodness in the hearts of America, not the possession of atomic bomb, that shall give sure victory to this land if any aggressors start a Third World War. Similarly, it was the powerful good karma of India that worked through Gandhi and other saints and masters to enable India to gain her independence without firing a single shot. Not just Mahatma Gandhi, mind you, but all the masters and the good karma behind Mahatma Gandhi. It is this plentiful good karma of American that is a divine fortress guarding them against any dire calamity. Dear Americans, you are protected not only by good karma, but by the castle of the divine grace of him who is the originator of the laws of karma. A single blood clot or disease germ can kill a man, even if he lives in a desert or an underground cave. It will not be subterranean cities that will protect America, but a combination and increase of her present good and generous action. If God be with her, who can stand against her? So, 1984 show us what's happening to us. Guatemala, Nicaragua, Chile, we have people from all over the world running for us, overwhelming us. And my God, the other day, I went to a garage to ask my way. I talked to three Korean and a Mexican there. No one knew. I went to all the garage and all the Mexican. So then I look around, I couldn't find anybody telling me where I was going. Then I realized we have really become totally international now. Here and there you find still an American around the place. You know? Well, it is how we are going to survive. We have no wars around us. You see? Because if the war will be removed in Berlin, how many Russians do you think will invade America? Huh? We are still the greatest country in the world, but we have to do better than that. So the Master said, darkness cannot be chased by darkness. Lying stopped by lying. Murder can be abolished by hanging. Darkness can only be repealed by light. The thought of murder must be banished from all hearts before killing if the show of this earth. You know, when I see those games, G.I. Joe, there, which we are showing in television to our kids, that's criminal. So I'm used to sell all those guns and all that, to put that in the mind of our children. Don't ever buy a weapon to a child in Christmas. Master said to put a weapon under the Christmas tree is a blasphemy to God. He will be accounted for it. And God said to our great guru, if my children want to fight with atomic weapons, they can have them. But then I will crack the earth. That is, he will allow his laws to crack the earth. 3 nights and 3 days, the earth will shake and to be like Atlantis all over again. The crust of this earth is held together by the love, by the magnetic power of love of God, holding atoms together by the power of oneness radiating from that love. Don't you understand? The whole earth crust is held by that power of love, keeping the atom united. Now, when hatred begins to manifest, as we see in the Orient right now, that's getting very serious for us. You know. He say, if you continue to use brute force, the love of God, which holds the universe, this solar system together, will neutralize, and little ball of earth will lose its balance and be shattered. Do not hate any country or any race of people. Any hate against any nation or its people is a force stronger than the atomic bomb. Look, what does anger produce? A heat vibration. What is our problem right now? What have you suffered the past 3 weeks? If that heat, which they call now the greenhouse effect, keep going. What our scientists tell us, that gradually the poles are going to melt. What's going to happen? Just the switching of the poles. That's goodbye, Charlie, for everybody on the planet. Our scientists tell us, they don't get scared. Well, it's about every 10,000 years. But that 10,000 years, we can make it now if we are not careful. It's unfortunately we don't have scientists behind the podium. If only our scientists would take religion into their hands and begin to educate the world and tell them what they are doing with their minds. And the Master says that any force stronger than the atomic bomb, the roots of cancerous war can be destroyed from the nation's body only by the only one thing, by using the atomic bomb of divine love. What will destroy all atomic bombs, isn't it true? And if they don't learn this lesson, then what will happen? You say, well, the same thing happened to Atlantis and me. War is the excreta of criminal behavior and poisonous thoughts of nations. He used to use pretty heavy word now. Look, listen to that one again. War is the excreta of criminal behavior and poisonous thoughts of nations. Everything that is accumulated in the world system has to be excreted. You know who said that? Rolling Thunder, that great Shoshone medicine man. He wrote a book and he said that volcanoes are like when you have pus in your body, you get huge ball. In fact, if you get lockjaw, I remember in Switzerland, they used to create artificial boil, but that big, like Vesuvius, you know, like volcanoes, so the pus can come. Those volcanoes are the natural excretion of all the poisonous substance we are affecting nature by our thoughts. We not only pollute the air and the water, but everything around by our thoughts. You realize that weeds are created by wrong thoughts? In the astral world, there is no weed because there is no wrong thoughts. I won't have any job there. So mass karma means the accumulated effect of the good and evil action of any country or the people within a particular country or environment. All are subject to mass karma as well as individual karma. Any wars, famine, disastrous earthquake, or other cataclysm is the result of mass karma, which may affect many whose individual karma does not necessarily warrant it, except that they were born in that environment. Cannot avoid that mass karma unless you make deep spiritual efforts. Then you may be spared. One man went to both. He was there in Hiroshima when the atomic bomb exploded. He ran to Nagasaki to tell his wife, and just as they went into the underground, the second bomb exploded, and he went through both bombs and survived. So when your karma is right, nothing can kill you. You may say, well, that's unjust. But in the cosmic scheme, no doubt the effect of mass karma on an individual negate or balance out some of his individual karma. We should not be looking for justice in the cosmic plane or the operation of cosmic law with our limited human intellect, but perceive from soul's intuition that everything subserves a divine purpose, leading all things back to perfection. To those much has been given, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, much shall be requested. Each one of us supposed, according to God's will, to produce a certain yota, a certain power out of his life. The more intelligent you are, and you have done nothing to serve others, the more you will be condemned. Because we cannot let the sudras destroy the world. We cannot let the uncultivated people, unless the intelligentsia of this world help to solve the problems. And you, it means you and me getting involved. That's all. But next time I will talk about the why premature birth, why death by murder, why death by accident, why death by cancer. I will explain to you the why of many situations which can be actually explained. But today, let's leave with the thought that each one of us has to make a greater effort in his spiritual communion with God. The Master said, the moment you meditate, I don't care how lousy your meditation might be, you have placed yourself in the service of God. You cannot do a greater action than to sit on the chair, be still, and let God work through you. They begin to work you a channel. And since there are so few who want to meditate, each one, all those who meditate, make double good karma. On Sunday, I speak to 400 or 500 people. In meditation, I get about 35-45 people always the same. And until you make the effort of meditation, you are not helping this world. All that great knowledge which you intellectually understand has very little value unless it manifests by letting God work through you. So please make an effort. My God, if you want me here every meditation, I will be here every meditation. But I have found so few little interest. Remember, you make your minister. You want a saint behind that podium, you make it. Or you make her. In fact, a long time ago, we should have women behind that podium. But they are not there. Why? Because our motivation is not pure. I tell you, when women begin to preach behind that podium in secularization, you are going to see quite a change. Always the men have to do all the job, isn't it? I'm a great promoter having ladies behind, but they are not here. Because we as men do not look with purity toward a woman. Therefore, we change our attitude and everything begins to change. So I did not give you a political talk tonight. But don't say, oh my God, you know, there's no politics. Okay? I told you what the parents say. And the principle of free choice, you do as you please. But at least I told you. Every week I try to bring you this kind of knowledge. Now we may have our love offering. Remember that we have two tapes which I would like you to study. Karma Yoga by our beloved mother, Sudhyamata, what is the karma. And the other one is Kriya Yoga by Balaranda Moy, because I will speak very soon. I give you a whole class in the sense of Kriya Yoga. Either you buy the tape, or you get the autobiography of a yogi, there is an entire chapter of the most enlightening technique of yoga. Kriya Yoga, Ananda Moy, Karma Yoga, Vasudeva Yamata. Pray with me, beloved God. Bless this offering.
Bless this offering.
That it may help.
That it may help.
To carry the message of love and wisdom.
Carry the message of love and wisdom.
Lord, to save himself.
All
Om.
Peace.